Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm hoping I've got Nikki on the line. Are you there, Nikki?
I am. Hi there.
Yes. Do you know what? I had a horrible feeling then you just disappeared. Now, I'm joined by Nikki Juniper, who's from Brentwood. She's the Women's Road Series winner for 2014-2015. And she's calling in from the Hanningfield Reservoir, where she trains from time to time. And it's ahead of her next race, which is the Northumbrian Water Alexandra Tour of the Reservoir, which is on the 16th and 17th. And it's part of the British Cycling Road Race Series. She's just come back from the Isle of Man, having competed in the first race of the season. So thanks so much for joining us, Nikki.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Now, you've just got back from the Isle of Man. How did you actually get into cycling?
Into a story. I was a hockey player for Brentwood, and I dislocated my knee, and I had to have a full knee reconstruction about 15 years ago, and part of my rehab was riding a bike. So initially, I got into triathlons and Ironmans for about 8 years, and then in 2009 I decided to just concentrate on the cycling because that was my preferred discipline out of the swim, bike and run, and it's just gone on from there really.
Why did you choose road cycling rather than doing indoor track?
Well, I kept coming to cycling quite late. I think I was 28-29 when I decided to make the transition to a cyclist, and it was just, having already done the road in the triathlon, it was just a natural progression really. Having the time to get onto the track, and you have to be accredited and working full time, it wasn't really possible. And I love being out on the open road, so it was just a natural choice, really.
I was just going to say, with cycling, do you actually have to? This is going to sound like I'm sounding like a maniac now, but do you have to have different sort of muscles? Are certain people better for cycling than other people? Is it something to do with the leg muscles, or can anybody really be sort of get into the top cycling?
And it's the same as running, really. Anybody can do any sport. It's how much effort you put into it and how much you want to do it.
Mm.
And the fantastic thing about cycling is you can do it any shape, size, age, gender. So it's an amazing sport that you can do. And a lot of people might say, "Well, I've got bad knees or bad hips," but for rehabilitation, it's probably one of the best exercises you could do. It's like swimming, it's very low impact.
Now, you're in Essex at the moment, but you're going back to Durham at the weekend to take part in the Alexandra Tour of the Reservoir.
That's right.
So tell us about that.
So it's the third year that it's running. It's an amazing venue. It's very tough. It's up in the moors around the reservoir. You're very exposed to all the elements.
Mm.
And it's probably one of the most challenging circuits on the female calendar. I won in 2014, and last year I come second, so it's a course that I hold very close to my heart. It's very tough, and it's just an amazing venue for women's cycling.
And how many miles is it?
Haven't done my homework clearly. It changes every year. The first year it was just a road race. I think it was about 50 miles.
Last year
it was a stage race, so we had, I think, about 30 miles on the first day and 50 on the second day.
Mm.
This year it's longer. We have 12 laps around the reservoir on the first day, and the second day it's 5 laps of a big circuit, so I think it's closer to 62, high 60s on the second day. So it's a challenging weekend over 2 days.
Do you actually, is it like with a runner, do you hit a wall where you suddenly think, I can't, I've got nothing left?
You do, but it's kind of, that's the thing, that you hit the wall, but you just have to tell yourself that it's hurting, but it's going to end. And if you can get that through, if you can think that and get that through your mind, then you can get through it. The body's an amazing thing, and it's an amazing what it can get through and what it can cope with.
What was it like to win the Women's Road Series for 2014 and 15?
2014, it was fantastic. Wasn't expected.
Mm.
Never in my wildest dreams. And then I never went into 2015 to defend it. I just took each race as it came. So to come away with the overall win again was, it kind of just sealed it really. I could prove it wasn't a fluke, and I was the real deal, and I did mean it. And I was the second one probably meant more than the first one, to be honest.
And now you train around the Hanningfield Reservoir. What's so special about training there?
Everyone thinks Essex flat, but it's not, and they're tough roads, they're heavy roads, they're undulating, and you've got around the reservoir, it can be windy, no day's the same when you ride around there, so it just chucks everything at you really. You've got your hills, you've got the wind, you've got the long drag, so it's just a good solid training base.
And how much training do you have to do a week?
I'd say I have at least one rest day, if not one rest day a week, one every 10 days. But it mixes up, so I'm probably training 8 or 9 days out of 10.
And do you get like a break at Christmas or Easter or during the summer? Can you afford to take sort of a week or two off, or you can't do that?
End of the season, so probably end of September, beginning of October, I'll have a couple of weeks. But I love sport, so if I'm not riding, I'll be running or swimming or in the gym. So I'll have some downtime from racing, more so mentally really, not the physical side, it's the mental side of it, from the race prep and having to get up early and concentrate. So yeah, I do have downtime. Me and my partner will go away on holiday, and we went skiing in January. So it is important to get that balance, but I'm always doing something.
And what are your plans for the rest of the year?
Well, we've just set up a new team, Team Ford Eco Boost. We're sponsored by Ford's UK. I'm running it with my partner, Nick Yarworth. So it's a challenging year, setting up a new team with good riders, trying to, get some good advertisement out there for the sponsors. So we just want to enjoy it, want to get some good performance, make an impact on the UK scene.
Excellent. Give them another mention, the Ford guys. Go on.
Okay. Ford UK, headquarters based in Worley. It's their first time venturing into female cycling, into cycling really, so really lucky to have them on board. It was a really big find, so thank you.
Good Fords. We like them. We love them in Essex.
Everyone likes a Ford.
Yeah. Now, Nikki, thank you so much. If people want to find out more, have you got a web page?
We don't have a web page at the moment, but you can follow us on at Team Ford Eco Boost. Or the same on our Facebook page, and hopefully we'll have a web page up and running soon.
Lovely. Well, thank you very much for coming on the line, and wish you all the best, Nikki, with the race that's coming up as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks very much. Thank you. That was Nikki Juniper, who is from Brentwood. She is the winner of the Women's Road Series winner for 2014-2015, and she's going to be doing the race at the Alexandra Tour of the Reservoir on the 16th and 17th, which is part of the Cycling Road Race Series. And obviously, because she's from Essex and she's fantastic, she's going to win. Definitely going to win.
Phoenix FM.